Hi, I'm Eva Cox on More Civil Societies, and I want to talk about optimism and pessimism and how do we change things. I think we're actually going through a very pessimistic stage. I'm old. I was around in the 70s, and I've been trying to work out why things really seem to be much more possible, much more optimistic, despite some pretty awful things that were happening in those decades after the war. I think we need to actually start thinking about how do we actually regain the idea of hope, of optimism. Because when I talk to people now, they know things are wrong. We've got lots of protests. We're making lots of noises. But if we're going to change things, we have to work out what we want instead. And that seems to be hard. When you suggest changes to people, when I suggest changes to people, when I suggest maybe that we should become citizens, not customers, and we should start talking about the role of the nation state. What do we expect from our governments? What do we expect from those in power? Can we give them the ideas of what we want them to do? We need to give them the ideas because actually they're not very good at thinking about them. We've got an election coming up, and basically so far what we're getting is nothing which gives us a sense of a glorious future. Maybe some more money, maybe higher pay, maybe a few tax cuts, but they don't really excite us. So how do we get a discussion up about creating a fairer society, creating the sort of place we'd really like to be part of, getting a sense of who we are and why we're there and what we can do, what we do collectively, what we do as a group, what we do as a community, what we do as people, people who are socially connected, not economically. Not financially, of course money is important. But is it so important that it becomes the dominant thing that they talk to us about? I want to live in a more civil society. I want to be more comfortable and proud of where I live. And to do that, I think we've got to get back to thinking of the future in a way where we work together optimistically for the light on the hill. That's what Ben Chifley called it after the Second World War. And I think that light has faded. We're not dealing with lights on the hill, we're dealing with matches that go out very fast. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about the sorts of policies that we do need. Solutions, not protests. How we get there. How we can actually create something. And I think we've got to start talking about what we expect of government. And we don't expect them just to be money managers. We expect them to manage the society we live in, to make sure we've got the services we need, to act on our behalf when we need collective action, to offer us the sorts of public utilities we once had so we don't have to wander around looking for the prices of everything. I think we need to create a good society, not just a more civil one. And that means thinking through the sorts of policy options we want. We want good social policies and the economic means to pay for them. And we're not getting that at the moment. Neither the government nor the opposition has really tackled any of the social issues. They keep talking to us about small bribes or bigger bribes or fear and anxiety about what the other people could do. That's not the way to create optimism. Let's have a real go and think about it because we really need it. I want to feel good about where I live. I want to feel pride in who I am and who we are. We need to move from I to we. Let's try it. Thank you.